Conrad.
Ms. Albert.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, Deputy Director here today. A couple of things. I guess one, I mean, you said you weren't moved by this, and I was very moved when I hear that we've got 14-year-olds that, you know, can't.
Now, before you do this, you went on the council, and I want to say this too. Now, in response to you, Mr. Strickland, I was deeply moved last summer. And three kids drowned in city swimming pools. The city of Memphis took some responsibility for the staffing of that. And Councilman Strickland, I believe, was under your committee. I'll tell you what, I did not see from this council, I did not see from all of these special activists, I didn't see any hue and cry and concern about the death of those African-American inner-city kids. I didn't see.
You weren't at the committee. You were not there. We had meeting after meeting about that.
You know what I'm talking about. It didn't approximate what I saw here.
My attitude did not change at all.
I'm not accusing you of that.
Mr. Strickland.
Yes, you are.
Mr. Strickland.
I'm speaking to, well, you the chairman of the committee. I'm speaking to.
Mr. Strickland, hold. Excuse me, Mr. Mayor. Hold on, everybody. Hold on, everybody. We are going to respond in an orderly fashion. I don't want arguments. We're going to respond in an orderly fashion.
All I want to know is.
Mr. Mayor, you may continue, and I will recognize Mr. Strickland when you're finished.
All I want to know is a human life, a human tragedy, a crime victim, all of them are important. All of them are important. So, Kemp, you got all upset about that. I'm upset every week. When I see people killing people.
I get the same as before as well. I am too.
You said you weren't. I don't hear from you. I heard from you on the rape victim, but I didn't hear from you. So I still contend this issue, it got politicized, it got personalized, and it was media driven. And no, I wasn't as upset about that particular incident. And it doesn't mean I'm insensitive to rape victims. I'm sensitive to all victims of crime. And I got a lot of them. When you were the mayor, there ain't no hot button for you for one crime. This kid, the couple that killed this baby the other night, all of that, it hurts. I get all of these. And so when you come up, or any of you, come up and you got a hue and cry because there's some well-connected people in the community, got your hot button, got your attention, and you think I'm going to be moved by that? Hell no.
Mayor.
I got a lot of
Mr. Mayor. Hold on. Mr. Mayor. Excuse me.
That's just reality.
Mayor.
Yes, sir.
I just want everybody to be calm. I want Mr. Conrad to finish, but I'd like for Mr. Strickland to take a minute to respond if he wants to. I just don't want any argument. I just don't want your language, Mayor. That's all. Go on, Mr. Strickland. I'm coming to Mr. Strickland now so you can respond briefly and then move on. The mayor doesn't have to respond to what you're saying.
I'm not sure if the mayor intended it this way, but it came off to me as you specifically mentioned my name. And that I was not as concerned about the inner city black children as I was about these recent rape victims. And that is absolutely 100% not true. I'm not sure that's what you intended.
Mr. Mayor, you don't have to respond. Please. I don't want you to
mind. Let me tell you what I'm really speaking to. And I have great admiration and respect for you. You know that, okay? I was addressing Kemp. He said, that I was giving you a little history, but I'm really addressing you, that you got, and I was just simply saying to you, no, I didn't have emotions about this as perhaps you did. My mind went back because I think a victim of a crime, regardless of the race, the age, the gender, any. All victims that are subjected to crime, we ought to be as concerned about.
I agree with you wholeheartedly. Yeah. The only difference and distinction that I would draw in this case, and I wasn't on council in the pool incident, is that crime is going to happen. But the difference here is we have crime victims that came to a city service to be served, and they weren't served. We dropped the ball. That's what I was talking about. And those were your words. I just wanted to point out.
I've already said that. Okay. So what do you want me to do about it?
We drop the ball. We're trying to make sure we bounce the ball right and get it in the hoop next time.
So to that point, I've got three quick questions. First of all, you talk a lot about true leadership, and I hope that true leaders hold those under them accountable. And I hope that happens here. You said you're going to be accountable for the decisions.
Absolutely.
And we heard last week or 2 weeks ago that this division is not in public services. So my question is, you can't run all of city government, right? So is it under public services now? Is it under legal oversight? Is Attorney Jefferson over it? When is your decision going to be made about who in city government is going to oversee this?
And those are two questions I have.
You know what I mean.
I'd say our large constituents would like to know.
You'll know when I make it. You'll know and your constituents will know when I make it.
We can't get any timeline.
You'll know when I make it.
Ms. Albert.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.